Welcome to Coder Catch-Up. My name is Jamie Jones. I've got an exciting episode here, and it's in regards to some massive changes from Smashing Magazine. So if you don't know what Smashing Magazine is, it's an online publication all about the web in general. Like, there's so much. It's been around for a long time. It's a great resource, really huge or real high-quality content on there. And they've gone and made a pretty massive change, and it's what I can see is there's a trend happening, and they're really tackling that, and they're probably doing it at a fairly large scale. So I really wanted to talk about that, where these trends are going and what you might technically be doing now or in the very near future. How are you going to change the way that you develop websites, web applications, things like that? So let's get stuck into it, because it's pretty exciting and I really want to talk about it. So to give like a quick summary, I've taken this from the actual article, which I've linked in the show notes, and I really recommend you check out this article and check out the site, because it looks brilliant and there's some really great content in the article itself. So highly recommend checking that one out. So what it says is, Smashing Magazine is changing. A new design, a new layout, a new technical stack, a new printed magazine, a new Smashing membership, and the same good old obsession with quality content. Now, this article really outlines a lot of stuff. It's a big article. The start of it gives you a pretty good overview, and then it goes into more of a deep dive. So if you're going to read anything, definitely read the first part. If you don't want to get into more of the details, the first part is, it will give you a ton. But some of the takeaways I want to get from this is this trend of moving to new technologies and new ways of developing things. So first of all, they're using the Jamstack. I've done an episode on this before. Highly recommend checking that one out. Jamstack is basically where you're looking at more of a static-based website. Now, they're using Netlify's CDNs, because they're actually using Netlify to host, I'm pretty sure, or their static site, because it's actually a static site. Next thing they're using is GoCommerce, which is a headless e-commerce platform or API service for Jamstack sites. They're using a Git-based CMS, and that's from Netlify's open source Git CMS. Recommend checking that one out. I haven't actually played around with that. Take it with a grain of salt. First impressions, it looked pretty awesome. Worth checking out. Real-time search with Algolia. Algolia, if you haven't heard about this, it's a search as a service, essentially, and it's super quick, like mind-blowingly quick. Everyone I've seen tweet about it or talk about it, they've just been blown away. It really is a brilliant service. I haven't used it personally. I've only played around with it. Nothing serious, but it seems pretty amazing. And when you're working with like a Jamstack, that's kind of the way to go. Next thing, HTTP2 support, which there's a big trend of everyone moving to HTTP2, which is awesome. There are some gotchas there if you're moving. Recommend just doing some research on that, but it's pretty interesting in how it flips things around from our traditional HTTP1. The next thing is, it's a progressive web app. So it's using the Service Worker Toolbox library, which is provided by the Chrome team. If you're looking into getting into service workers, which if you listen to, I think it was a couple episodes ago, I'm looking at doing more about service workers and learning that kind of stuff to build up my own kind of like toolkit and knowledge. And yeah, this is a brilliant tool if you want to get into that, as it helps you with some quirks and a bunch of other stuff. But the main thing that I really want to talk about, which is a pretty huge change for them, is they're saying goodbye to WordPress and they're using Hugo. So Hugo is it's kind of like a static site generator, but written in Go. And there's also this move you're seeing is there's a lot of tools coming out in more functional languages, or people opting for more functional languages such as Go and Elixir, Phoenix, etc. So just keep that in the back of your mind to possibly check out some of these things. So I've taken some extracts from the gohugo.io site. So introducing Hugo, a new idea for making website creation simple again. Hugo works flexibly with many formats and is ideal for blogs, docs, portfolios, and much more. Hugo's speed fosters creativity. It makes building a website fun again. And that's kind of one of the things that they're trying to do there, is make building websites fun again instead of having to worry about all the tooling, all that kind of stuff. Now, Hugo is a general-purpose website framework. Technically speaking, Hugo is a static site generator. Unlike other systems which dynamically build a page every time a visitor requests one, Hugo does the building when you create your content. Since websites are viewed far more often than they are edited, Hugo is optimized for website viewing while providing a great writing experience. So there's a few really good takeaways there. One, that it basically builds the page or the site as content is added or created. And basically, they're really making sure that, you know, you're viewing the website. You don't need to be making all these queries and doing things when generally all you're doing is reading. And on large-scale sites or even medium-scale sites, you're really going to have all that stuff cached anyway. So, yeah, it's a great idea there. So, some kind of headlines about Hugo. It's written in Go. As I said, fast and modern kind of website engine or generator. It's developed with Steve Francia. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. I feel like I'm not. I'm sorry. It's SPF13 on Twitter and some friends. And as I said, the idea is to make the web fun again and make building it again. There's also scripts and tools that allow you to kind of convert and import your existing posts from different systems. There's quite a lot that they've covered there. That's at gohugo.io/tools. All this stuff's in the show notes too. So it's kind of covered everything. So if you want to even just give it a play, more than likely that your site is in some system that they can convert it with the tools into a GoHugo site. So I really recommend checking that, seeing if you can do it and just give it a go. One of the important quotes that I really want to take from the actual article from Smashing Mag is, we don't really have a backend anymore. Instead, static HTML, advanced JavaScript APIs running as a progressive web app with a service worker in the background and blazingly fast performance served from a CDN near you. And this is part of the whole Jamstack ideas is essentially you have a very basic static site. There's a low security risk compared to having a backend using JavaScript APIs when a lot of the web that you're going to be doing these days is going to be using a fair bit of JavaScript, thanks to things like React and Preact and Ember and stuff like that. Progressive web apps, another huge thing which you may have seen about Lighthouse, which goes and gives your website a score on how well it is. It's kind of overall snapshot. And that really is becoming at a play as like the thing, because performance is pretty important. It also affects search ranking and a bunch of other stuff, as well as it just provides a much better experience for the end user. They might be a customer, a viewer, whatever you want to call them. It really does make a huge difference. And when you actually see a progressive web app that scores 100 out of 100 and use it, it's blazingly quick. It's a joy to use. So I think this is certainly a way that's going, or at least that a trend that will be going forward and what we're going to be looking at. Now, it might not be the definitive kind of end goal, you know, North Star, but providing a great experience, it really tailors it to doing that. So check out the Jamstack if you haven't already. Now, one other little part that I wanted to kind of start to finish on is why the change. So this is really important. It's in the article. This is a direct extract from the article. So I'm just going to read that here verbatim. In the past, we were using WordPress as a CMS. Our job board was running on Ruby, and at one point we switched to Shopify from Magento for our online shop. Not only was maintenance of four separate platforms incredibly complicated, but designing a consistent, smashing experience the way we envisioned it proved to be nearly impossible due to technical restrictions or requirements imposed by these platforms. And I just want to add some stuff in there. It's not so much the platforms themselves, it was kind of linking them together, and that's never really been a thing. Like, it's so hard to connect different platforms together. It's just a pain. That's just from my own experience. So the next paragraph reads, indeed, developing for every platform separately was quite expensive and slow, and in many ways, creating a cohesive experience where a user would literally flow from one area to another was remarkably difficult. As a result, because some areas were more important from the business perspective, they were growing and evolving fast, while others were decaying in the dark. This led to an inconsistent, incohesive, and frankly quite annoying and frustrating experience. And even once we've committed to make some major changes to unify the experience, it turned out to be a big, challenging undertaking since we were using different platforms, stacks, and at some point even different designs. So as you can see, there was a lot of issues that they had there, and by moving this all together into a single platform certainly makes things so much easier. Like, you don't have to worry about kind of converting or using some kind of glue to get things to work together, and it's never really going to feel right or feel complete. So what they've done here is they've kind of removed that problem by getting rid of those things. So instead of trying to work around it, actually just getting in there and unifying it and not having to have to bother with that issue at all. And hats off to them for doing this. It would have been a huge job. So hats off to the designers, the engineers, everyone who's worked on that project, because they've done a phenomenal job from checking this out. Now, One of the kind of closing notes that I really want to touch on here is, besides all the moving, you know, to Jamstack and looking at functional languages, is I'm seeing a pretty big trend of moving away from WordPress. Now, WordPress is still a great framework. I'm not, you know, kind of knocking that or anything. Like, there's issues that come up with it. It's still a great platform. It's super quick to get up. It's easy to run. It's easy to develop for. But there's alternatives coming out now. Before, that WordPress was kind of like the go-to, the only real thing that you had for a very fast site that had tons of options for extending it and making it better. But there are some other contenders, and ones I've been looking at, like Craft CMS and Craft 3. So Craft CMS version 3 looks phenomenal. That's crazy. And you've got other tools like Webflow, which allows you to design and actually get really decent code, probably better code than what most people can write out of it. You can host with it as a CMS. There's a lot of different options coming out there. Now we've got tools like Hugo, which allows you to have a static site that is really fast and efficient. There's heaps of them out there. And it's a good to see that there's kind of like a quote-unquote disruption in this area, where we're used to just doing things one particular way, and now there's more options than we had before, but they're actually quality options. So we're seeing, as in the past, we've seen other options come up and they've been half maintained, stuff like that. But we're seeing a lot of really high quality alternatives coming out from what we're used to. And there's also things that are coming out, such as Hugo, which are pushing the boundaries and allowing us to do or provide a lot better experience to the end user a lot more efficiently and in a lot more maintainable way. So there's brilliant things coming out at the moment, and a pretty big change that's happening in the web slowly. I mean, this stuff's going to take a while, but this is kind of where the direction of the web's going, and it's interesting to see that such a big player has really jumped on it and really just nailed it down and really gone full ball at it. Anyway, I'd love to know your thoughts. Have you checked this out? Or have you checked out Smashing Magazine's new site out? What do you think about it? Have you played around the Jamstack? What's your thoughts on using Go as a static site generator? What are your thoughts on moving away from WordPress? And how, just generally, what's your kind of feeling about such a big change, and what kind of trends are happening with moving to more of a static kind of web and making things more front end? I'd really love to know. You can leave a comment in the comment section on codecatchup.com. You can send through a tweet to @codecatchup. You can also just send an email through to codecatchup@gmail.com. But that's essentially it. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you can leave a rating and review in iTunes, I'd really appreciate that. Also, check out the vlogs on YouTube and the YouTube channel. I've got more coming, but my internet is pretty horrible, and I've got videos that are like 600 meg and they take absolutely forever. I mean, crazy hours for those to upload. So I've kind of held off a bit for that because I'm hopefully getting better internet soon. So it'll be coming out more often. But other than that, we'll catch you in the next episode.